All right, my name is Michelle Vaughn. I'm from 2524 New Hampshire Route 175 in Thornton. The zip code is 03285. First, let me just put this on. I'm representing today all the moose that live in New Hampshire. They wish for me to tell you, the DOE, that they adamantly are opposed to the Northern Pass, too. They do not want their trails, or their homes destroyed by the Northern Pass, and eminent domain is not an option. They request that the DOE take no action and deny the Northern Pass a presidential permit. Now, I'd like to also discuss today about our beloved maple syrup industry, which Steve touched on. Each year, the New Hampshire maple industry produces close to 90,000 gallons of maple syrup. Maple sugaring time in New Hampshire runs from mid-February to mid-April, which is now. There are 5 registered sugar houses in Coast County, 16 in Grafton County, 7 in Carroll County, 10 in Sullivan County, 19 in Merrimack County, of which one is located in Franklin, 3 in Belknap County, 2 in Stratford County, 12 in Hillsborough County, 5 in Rockingham County, of which one is located in Deerfield, and then 7 in Cheshire County. And this doesn't include all the hobby sugar houses in New Hampshire. Many of these are located on the preferred and alternate routes, and since Northern Pass nor PSNH has disclosed all of the alternate routes, I include all counties as possibly threatened and affected by the Northern Pass transmission line. This weekend is a celebration of our maple syrup heritage. Sugar houses all over the state of New Hampshire are opening their doors to the public, sharing their maple syrup and other New Hampshire-made products. In fact, due to these scoping meetings, we have all missed out in sharing the festivities. My concern is not only for the protection of the maple trees, but also the land and water so these trees can grow. It takes quite a large quantity of sap, 40 gallons to be exact, to make 1 gallon of maple syrup. Also, the maple trees themselves may be 30 to 40 years old before reaching the appropriate size to tap. I am concerned that the herbicides and pesticides used to defoliate the right-of-way corridors will contaminate the water table and be absorbed into the roots of the maple trees. I request the DOE conduct a study on the contamination factor, for if the maple trees are compromised, no one can ingest tainted maple syrup. Also, I'm concerned with the overall health of the trees that the Northern Pass threatens the quality of the maple's life cycle. What will happen to our beloved maple sugar industry, and what will happen to the many farmers and local syrup makers who depend on these trees that provide permanent jobs and a way of life that is cherished and passed down to the next generation? I think, too, that the stress and pressure that the Northern Pass has caused the citizens of New Hampshire is disgusting and disrespectful. The Northern Pass should never have been allowed to stress or threaten us. This has gone on too long. This is the final scoping meeting. Not including today, the attendance totals have been 2,260 with at least 250 speakers, and I wonder what's happening today. We have learned from the conservationists, those in the forest industry, environmentalists, biomass workers, electrical engineers, state representatives, singers singing, farmers, dairy farmers, landowners, homeowners, photographers, parents, grandparents, teachers, the young and the old. They have given the DOE many considerations to study, concerns, and alternative ideas. There is a common thread by all the speakers. Can you guess what it is? I know it's a tough question. But that common thread is that we are all opposed to the Northern Pass. So please listen to the collective voice. And that now includes Moose. The collective voice is loud and strong. No Northern Pass. I request again that DOE denies a presidential permit for the Northern Pass. And thank you very much to the DOE. Oh, I'm also submitting... it's found on Wikipedia about Hydro-Quebec, the 1989 geomagnetic storm, the ice storm of 98, and some other concerns that are affiliated with their towers.